with what we do with every other person that owns property in the county that puts them in a nightly rental program in the decisions that have come in front of us. Based on what I've just told you, is that acceptable, or do you want to be heard on it?
Well, from my understanding, that's what I've heard is consistent. I've never been given that option, and I've been charged at 100% on both of them. Would there be any retroactive opportunity?
We can only deal with the appeal that is in front of us this year. I mean, if there were past years, I don't know if you could go to the State Tax Commission, but I don't know. If you didn't appeal it, then I don't know that we could do anything with it. But we can certainly help you this year with that classification, because it's as of January 1 of this year.
So that would be a positive movement to get
right.
The 25% off of the more expensive property, which would be the one in Ridgedale. So that would be a start.
Okay. Eddie, I'm assuming that did you also check valuation?
Discrimination.
Discrimination.
Valuation.
Okay, so it's just discrimination. Okay.
There were two boxes I checked. It was
class and discrimination.
Classification.
Right.
And
discrimination. Right. Okay, and based on what I've told you, that, you know, we're treating all of these properties that are put in nightly rental consistently with what I've just told you, do you want us to go ahead and make a ruling on discrimination, or do you want to withdraw that particular one?
You know,
it's up to you.
Manager. So, as far as the legalese goes, I'm not certain. I would certainly.
Why don't I do this? Why don't I just go ahead? We'll go ahead and rule on those, and that way, if you want to take it to the State Tax Commission, you'll have that ruling. How's that?
That would be. I would appreciate at least that. And I know my property manager is.
Is that Valerie Budd?
Yes, and that she is advocating that the properties are all 100%. Residential.
Yeah, we're very familiar with Valerie, and yes, she's. I mean, as we've told her a number of times, we hope that the legislature at some point makes a decision, and gives us a mandate. That way, it would make it our job very easy. But at this point, we've had to come up with our own. And we've heard the arguments back and forth for the last 4 years, to be honest with you, on the residential versus commercial issue. So that's the rule we came up with 4 years ago, and that's what we've been doing to be consistent. But I'll go ahead and rule on that. Does the board have any other questions or comments? Okay. And I assume that if you had that mixed use, you said you want to do it on the 275 Fron Drive?
As that is the more expensive.
Correct, yes.
And that's what your records show is the more expensive property?
Yes, it is. Okay, as to BOE 397, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% residential, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and deny the discrimination claim.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. With respect to BOE 398, I would make a motion that we deny a change in classification and discrimination.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right, Eddie, you'll get a decision within a few days, and I'm sure that Valerie, if she plans to take these to the State Tax Commission or whatever, you can do that. I will tell you that we already had one decision come back from the State Tax Commission indicating that what we did was not unfair or arbitrary or discriminatory. So at this point, they've upheld what we've done. However, I don't know, like I said, if the legislature, I know she's active in that fight to try to get them to classify all these as residential. Yeah, because most assessors across the state are actually classifying all of them as commercial, apparently. So that's the status of it. We appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Thank you. And is there any recourse that you can see for the past 4 years of having 100% on both?
You would have had to have appealed, and when you got the the notice of the increase or the notice of change in classification. I don't know of anything we can do. You might check with counsel about the possible appeals of past years of the state tax commission, but I don't know of anything we can do. Okay?
Okay. So the official, you made the ruling.
Correct.
And for the classification, for 75% commercial.
No, 75% residential.
And then the Branson property, you're keeping at 100, is the ruling.
Correct. In other words, that's consistent with what we do with everyone else with properties in the nightly rental program. So you'll get the decision within a couple of days, and it'll tell you exactly what the decision is, what your tax will be, and give you what you need to do if you want to go to the state tax commission. And again, if Valerie is the one that's your property manager, she'll know exactly what to do with these. Okay?
Tell them what his valuation is.
I'm sorry? It'll tell you what your valuation is. I'm sorry. Okay.
The valuation. Are there valuation changes taking place at this time? Are you talking to the tax bill valuation, as opposed to property value?
It'll be property value at 75/25 classification on the first one. Oh. And the second one will be property value of commercial.
Okay. We'll be looking for it.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Take
care.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right.
Are you doing to the Mahill one? Do you notice they're asking for an exemption, and I don't know what they're meaning?
BOE 52, they were asking for an extension.